The ban on smoking that kicked in 2005 was pretty straightforward at the time. It covered cigarettes and cigars, the traditional stuff. But the landscape is changing, and health officials tasked with enforcing the ban are doing their best to keep pace.
Now we're contending with hookahs, e-cigarettes, and soon to be marijuana, so it definitely looks different.
That's Carrie Moore with Snohomish County Health District. Electronic cigarettes aren't banned there yet. In King County, e-cigarettes have been banned for 3 years. Moore says one of the reasons Snohomish hasn't followed suit is e-cigarettes are new enough that there isn't enough data on health and safety impacts. Plus, staff and funding to enforce the smoking ban has steadily diminished, especially in the smaller counties. Besides, Moore says last year, the county spent considerable resources embroiled in a battle involving another of those emerging smoking trends.
We took a hookah lounge to court. And so that used a lot of our time and energy and financial resources to conduct that enforcement action. So that was really our priority.
The judge ruled in favor of Snohomish County and shut the hookah lounge down. Recreational marijuana is shaping up to be the next possible showdown for public health. But the county says a lesson learned from the hookah lounge case is that it needs to work with permitting agencies to ensure businesses that would violate the smoking ban don't open in the first place. Moore has another concern beyond enforcement, and that's prevention. While the state Healthy Youth Survey shows tobacco use in 10th grade kids is down 25% from 1999,
rates of use of hookah and marijuana are actually the same or even higher than their usage of traditional cigarettes. E-cigarettes is less right now, but there is some concern that it's kind of a hot new thing. And then also with marijuana now being legal for adults, there's concern that that will normalize it also for youth and that we'll see those rates go up even more.
Today, Moore will meet with officials from three other counties to compare notes about enforcement issues, given the new array of options. And while the smaller counties are hit hardest in terms of funding, there are questions all over the state about how to regulate the next generation of smoking. Monica Spain, KPLU News.